The Ticket.
D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time, believe it or not, on a special day this week because, you know, we've been really busy. And it's a chance to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they matter and whether they have the credentials to impress the capsule to gain a room in the three-bedroom apartment in the sky with our seven-man jury.
Yes, is our special...
Or is it our Supreme Court justices?
Is our final...
It's whatever you want it to be.
Guest picker here.
Calling him right now.
Donovan Lewis.
Okay. The Honorable Donovan Lewis.
The Honorable Donovan Lewis. Well, today, as most of you know, over the last 48 hours, it's been a Gene Hackman kind of scene.
We have a new room, by the way. I think we're in 409. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But brand new.
All right. Well,
she's real fine, my 409.
He deserves it, indeed. I believe that Santa Fe, the sheriff's department, was literally in the last 10 minutes, as our P1s out here are paying attention to it, they're giving an update, the latest on his death, which is shrouded in mystery. Even though he's 95, a lot of stuff going on up there in Santa Fe where he and his wife and dog were all found dead with doors open, and they'd been dead for long enough to become mummies and all of it. So Gene Hackman, though, one of the all-time great actors, certainly over the last 50 years. He was born in California. He, at the age of 16, left home, lied about his age to join the military. At 16, he walks into the Marine Corps' office and says, "Yeah, I want to be a Marine." At 16, dude! You think your kids would ever do that?
I do not, no.
As he said, he wanted to get out of town. He figured it was the best way to do it, and he was having no luck with girls. So he was on Letterman, and it was really funny. Dave's like, "Why would you do this? Why would you leave home at 16, lie about your age to join the military?" And he was like, "I wasn't getting laid." And Dave goes, "You thought in the Marines you would, though?" So he's like, "Well, I hear they shipped you off to China," which he actually ended up going to China for a couple of years, and he stayed in the military for 4 or 5 years, gets out.
So that's where he got the taste?
What does that mean?
Please elaborate.
Dave.
Go on.
R.I.P. to his wife.
Oh, okay, yes. She's of the persuasion.
What?
If you will.
What do you mean, taste?
So anyway, he gets the acting bug.
And then they giggle.
And, you know, does the stereotypical, moves to Hollywood. He's in plays left and right. He's in commercials. He actually starred in two. Remember, folks, if you want to touch the sports page, Jim Brown retired from football at the age of like 30, 31 maybe, to be an actor. And instantly was cast in films. And Gene Hackman was in two movies that Jim Brown was the lead in. He was like the co-star right underneath Jim Brown. Then came a monumental moment in Gene Hackman's career when he was offered the role of Mike Brady on The Brady Bunch. And he wanted it because it was a huge TV show, and the network was, I guess, CBS or ABC, whoever had that, was super excited about it. And they're like, "Dude, this is going to be huge. It's a can't-miss series." His agent talked him out of it, saying, "You don't want to be stereotyped." And begrudgingly, he left that role, which it's probably the smartest thing he ever did. Because all of those Brady Bunch people, all we think of are Brady Bunch. There's no one in that show that got out of the Brady Bunch. They did it forever. Well, Gene Hackman decided to carve his own path, and he did. In after the Jim Brown movies, he was cast to play Popeye Doyle in The French Connection, the New York City cop, Jimmy Popeye Doyle. And it was a critical smash to the tune of him winning an Oscar. And right after that, he was a superstar. He had a cameo in Young Frankenstein. He played the blind priest in Young Frankenstein, and it was absolutely hilarious, showing his comedic chops.
Whoa. Showing his what?
Comedic chops.
I have a breaking story.
Go on.
Donovan Lewis joins us live.
Oh, hey, Donovan.
Hello, fellas.
On the phone, no less. Hi, Donnie.
Yeah, we had connection problems. I apologize.
That's okay. It happens. So he goes on to star in Francis Ford Coppola, fresh off The Godfather, says, I want that guy in my next movie, which was The Conversation, which was nominated for several Oscars.
That sounds really boring.
It's more than a conversation. It's not just two people talking. Then also in the 70s, he does a sequel to the French Connection. For me at least, I'd never heard of any of those things. But when I was a little boy and my parents said, do you want to go see Superman? I'm like, hell's yes. And Gene Hackman was the co-star. He played Lex Luthor. And he was perfect. Is that the first time you guys ever saw Gene Hackman?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably, but I'll be honest. Superman came way after the Super Friends for me. I watched them out of order, I think.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Dude, the first Superman is so good. And the second one is, too, with Zod and those guys.
Dude, those special effects do not hold up. Come on.
I'm telling you, for the 70s, it's like watching the original Star Wars. Those don't hold up either.
False.
By comparison.
False.
I walk it back. Who's wrong?
You.
You,
no.
Kobe.
I am?
Yes.
You don't think the Superman effects hold up for 1976?
You just compared it to Star Wars, and the answer is absolutely no.
And I don't want to fight you guys.
Good.
But anyway,
you're going to lose.
He was great as Lex Luthor, and again, showed his range, showed his comedy chops. In the 80s, maybe for a lot of people, Hoosiers was the first movie that people saw. I want to play a clip from Hoosiers, because he played this embattled high school coach in Indiana, fictional Indiana town.
Hickory Creek, right?
Hickory,
yeah.
Just Hickory?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And about these, you know, a small town team that ends up going and winning the state championship. But there was always mystery in the movie. You knew he had a backstory and had issues. Listen to how creepy this is. And people still are like, oh, Gene Hackman and Hoosier, he was so great.
Aren't you the kind who'd rather look for a fight than run away from one?
Huh? Barbara Hershey, pulling out a newspaper and reading.
Norman Dale, coach of the national champions Ithaca Warriors, was given a lifetime suspension to be honored by all NCAA signatories for physically assaulting his own player in Ithaca's last season's game. This was the latest in a series of controversial incidents involving the successful, though highly volatile, coach. The New York High School Athletic Association has stated they will honor the suspension as well.
Where'd you find that article?
Library in Deerlick.
It's been a number of years, and it still kind of goes around in my head. I slow it down. Sometimes I really think that I can stop my fist from hitting a boy's jaw. One second, everything I'd worked for, it's just all finished. Funny thing, he was the best kid that ever played for me.
He's telling her this story. You can bring it back up.
Tough and stubborn and willfully.
Sounds like someone I know.
Then she goes in for the kiss, and they start making out after he's like, Yeah.
Smack that kid square in the jaw.
Sometimes I just see my fist not making solid contact with that boy's jaw. I was like, bro.
Kiss me, you fool.
Yeah, it was very Dawson of her. Oh, Dawson.
That is so hot. Kiss me.
He was in one of my favorite movies of, I think it was the late 80s, in Crimson Tide with Denzel Washington, the nuclear sub movie, where they were both, I mean, it was like Clash of the Titans. Gene Hackman was a bad guy, Denzel was the good guy, and at the end of it, they went at it.
President, Captain, Commanding Officer of the USS Alabama, I order you to place the XO under arrest on the charge of
Navy regulations.
I say again, I order you to place the XO under arrest on the charge of mutiny. Cop!
Captain, please, the XO is right. We can't launch unless he concurs.
To the USS Alabama. Rebel-controlled missiles being fueled. Launch codes compromised. Dissonance. Threatened launch at continental United States. Set DEFCON 2. Immediately launch 10 Trident missile sorties. They're fueling their missiles! We don't have time to f*** around!
Sir, I think you need time to think this over.
I don't have to think this over!
Captain, I relieve you of your command of this ship. Cobb, escort the captain to his stateroom. I'm assuming command.
You're not assuming anything.
Chief of the boat, Captain Ramsey's under arrest. Lock him in his stateroom.
Wow.
Well, Donovan, it sounds like we lost the hard line again.
Oh, okay. So,
what's coming up on the show today, Lando? You excited to do this thing?
Stop throwing it to me.
Why are you doing that? This is you're the producer of this program. You need to take over.
All right, well, we've got one more Gene Hackman clip, and this one is from the Royal Tenenbaums, and maybe by the time...
I don't want to play that. No one's seen that movie.
It's a good movie, Donovan.
It's a great movie, Donnie. You got
to
see it.
It's a great movie, and we could really use 54 seconds to try to reconnect with the hard line, so let's play this one.
Can I ask you something, Hank?
All right. All right, hey, pause. Okay, so they're playing... What I think is...
Did you get him, Lando?
Yeah. How'd you
Once
do, Lando?
Again, threw it right to me.
Of course. So then comes... I mean, he was in tons of stuff in the 80s. Mississippi Burning. I mean, he's nominated for tons of Oscars. And then comes the Royal Tenenbaums. And he won for Unforgiven in the 90s. And then Wes Anderson reaches out and says, will you play Royal Tenenbaum, the head of this... incredibly dysfunctional family. It's my favorite Wes Anderson movie by a long shot. I think it's one of the funniest movies ever written. You know, it's the Wilson brothers, it's Danny Glover, Angelica Houston, Ben Stiller plays his son. It's just, to me, the perfect comedy movie. Yeah. So there's a scene, he's divorced with Angelica Houston's character, and he comes back into her house. And at the time, Danny Glover is kind of dating Angelica Houston. Danny Glover, Black. And
thanks for letting us know.
Well, I just wanted people to know because it has something to do with the scene. So Hackman's sitting there as Danny Glover walks in, and he's like sitting down at drinking coffee at the breakfast table, and Danny Glover's like opening the fridge, and he's just staring him up and down, and then this scene happens.
Can I ask you something, Hank?
Okay.
Are you trying to steal my woman?
I beg your pardon.
You heard me, Coltrane.
Coltrane?
What?
Did you just call me Coltrane?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
But if I did, you wouldn't be able to do anything about it, would you?
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Listen, Royal, if you think you can...
You want to talk some jive? I'll talk some jive. I'll talk some jive like you never heard.
Oh, yeah?
Right on. Sit down.
And then they go at it. It was so funny. I've never heard anyone referred to as Coltrane before.
I'm just kidding.
Goodness.
Oh, man. Donnie, that is the one. I know that...
Donnie.
Who made you watch... What was the Wes Anderson movie that you were made to watch? I can't remember which one it was.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, that one's terrible.
Dude, it's awful.
It's awful. It's horrible.
You need to watch The Royal Tenenbaums. I'm not kidding.
I feel like I've seen it before, but was that not on the list of what we did this with Bad Radio?
I feel like it probably was. That is a... widely appreciated movie by white people.
Yeah, and I don't remember anything about it if I've seen it. So if I have, then it didn't grasp me.
Yeah, you haven't
seen it. I have to watch it again.
You haven't seen it.
Ben Stiller and his kids in their matching tracksuits.
So perfect.
No, I feel like I remember seeing Danny Glover in the movie, so I think I've seen it.
I think Michelle 3000 dressed up like the Royal Tenenbaums in one
yeah
for one Halloween.
Luke Wilson's meltdown at Wimbledon.
Yeah, because he's in love with his sister, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, it's just an awesome cast. It's a perfect movie. And Gene Hackman, as the leader of that family, is absolutely perfect.
There was a story today that Bill Murray was talking about Gene Hackman just making Owen Wilson's, not Owen Wilson, Wes Anderson's life a living hell on
yes.
that set.
So according, yeah, Owen said the same thing, that he was really tough on directors as he got more and more, I mean, he was Gene Hackman. He could do whatever he wanted. But yeah, he was making directors' lives very, very difficult. But he's, again, he's Gene Hackman. He's perfect. And then, at the age of like 75 or 72, he was like, okay, I'm done. And then they moved to New Mexico, and he has not been heard from. Like, he retired, which I give him a lot of credit for. Like, I'm done.
He didn't start a podcast?
No, I don't think he was too into podcasting.
All right.
So we'll keep you updated on the latest on Gene Hackman, but he was an acting titan of the highest order. Lando.
Absolutely. Well-deserved.
DJ.
I defer my vote back to Lando.
Absolutely. Well-deserved.
Ham.
Worthy.
Very worthy. Donovan?
Of course.
Yes. Multiple Academy Award winner. Multiple-time Academy Award winner. And
he's
in everything.
He's on the cups of being unanimous.
Well, we're all putting him in, so he is no longer on the cups. He is in. All right, Donnie, thank you very much.
He's the Mariano Rivera of the trifecta. He's unanimous.
He is. He's perfect. All right, there it goes. Trifecta. Gene Hackman starts his own room.
Bye, Donnie.
Bye, Coltrane.
Oh, you shut up. You shut up.
Jeez.
I swear to God. On the last day of Black History Month, I'm treated like this. Okay. All right. I'll see you. Watch your back. All weekend. Watch your back.
I just love it. Did you just call me Coltrane? Nope.
But I did. Jive, baby. Can you speak jive?